Welcome to episode 1124 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, your daily dose of fun, fact-filled trivia. Let's get started. For round one, step right up and marvel at Dr. Alex's old-time feel-good medicine show. Question one. Aching muscles, painful joints? Try Dr. Alex's youth elixir, a magical concoction that'll clear away your osteo. Well, it's not porosis. What could it be? You got it. The answer is arthritis. Question 2. Dr. Alex's cure-all is a guaranteed tonic for these, whether they are duodenal or gastric. What are they? Correct. The answer is ulcers. Question 3. Got a nagging megrim or feeling one of these coming on? Forget beta blockers. Try Dr. Alex's head cream. What are we talking about? Yes, indeed, the answer is migraines. Question 4. Suffering from this inherited trait, Propecia could work, but why not give Dr. Alex's innovative Trabectofan a try instead? Spot on, the answer is baldness. Question 5. Chronic lower back pain got you down? Dr. Alex's L of an ointment may just be the fix for this seven-letter malady. What could it be? Bravo, the answer is lumbago. Now let's pack our bags for round two. The category? Vacation spots, with V in quotation marks. Remember, the category is vacation spots, with V in quotation marks. Question 1. This town, 14 miles southwest of Paris, is home to a spectacular 17th-century palace that tourists from around the globe flock to. You're absolutely right. The answer is Versailles. Question 2. Just 44 hectares in size, this country is nestled on the west bank of the Tiber River. That's correct. The answer is Vatican City. Question 3. In 1248, Ferdinand III chose this city as his royal residence. Perhaps he wanted to be close to his barber. Exactly right. The answer is Seville. Question 4. If you're a fan of skiing or the Sound of Music, you might want to visit the Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe, located in this state. You got it. The answer is Vermont. Question 5. In the 13th century, the Brothers of the Sword and the Teutonic Knights united to conquer this Baltic nation. Can you guess which one it is? Well done. The answer is Latvia. For round 3, we're stepping into the spotlight with 5 guys named Mo. Question 1. What's the last name of Mo from the Three Stooges? Absolutely right. The answer is Howard. Fun fact, his real name was Moses Horwitz. Question 2. Mo Strauss, along with Manny Rosenfield and Jack Jackson, founded this popular auto parts chain. Great job. The answer is Pep Boys. Question 3. Mo Berg was a major league catcher who also served as a WO2 spy for this agency, the precursor to the CIA. Can you name it? Spot on. The answer is OSS, which stands for Office of Strategic Services. Question 4. This term describes the type of country music that Mo Bandy plays, as well as the clubs where he got his start and the queen he sang about in 1981. What is it? That's correct. The answer is honky-tonk. Question 5. This cool rapper's album, How You Like Me Now, sparked a rivalry with LL Cool J. Do you know who it is? You nailed it. The answer is Kool Moe Dee. Now for our final round, we're exploring the lost world, with world in quotation marks. Question 1. In 1903, the American League's Boston Pilgrims won the first of these. What was it? You got it. The answer is the World Series. Question 2. This iconic NYC complex is recognized by its massive twin towers, each standing 110 stories high. That's right. The answer is the World Trade Center. Question 3. Peter Jennings is the host of this show on ABC. Do you know it? Correct. The answer is World News Tonight. Question 4. Often referred to by its abbreviation WTO, this organization promotes and enforces international commerce laws. What is it? Well done. The answer is the World Trade Organization. Question 5. This international organization uses a giant panda as its symbol. Can you name it? Brilliant. The answer is the World Wildlife Fund. That's all we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Instant Trivia. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we can't wait to see you again tomorrow for more trivia fun.